hurry up. Get to the message. Oh! Hey, bro. No, I'm surprised you picked up. Yeah. No, I was fully intending just to leave you a message. No, genius, it's because you never pick up. Dude, that is such a lie. I have watched you stare at your phone while it rings and then put it back in your pocket. Don't try to pull that on me. What? Well, Mom said you had an interview coming up. Yeah, you know, talking to the parents more than once in a blue moon might actually be nice for all of you. That, and I won't have to hear Mom ask 40 times in one call if I've heard from you lately. She does too. I do not talk to them an excessive amount. No, I really don't. Dude, once a week isn't excessive. That's a perfectly normal amount of communication, actually. Okay, well, that's on brand for you, I'll admit. No, that's not what I meant. No, I didn't mean it like that. Well, just like, you tend to behave how you want and not follow what everyone else is doing and saying you should do. It's refreshing, actually. Yeah. I mean, I wish I had that kind of self-assured confidence. Okay, well, I didn't call to guilt trip you into calling Mom more, or believe me or not. I was calling to hear about the interview. Where's it for? What's it for? When's it for? I'm not rapid-firing questions at you. I'm generally curious. What? I can't be curious about my own brother's life now? No, I'm not doing retcon for Mom. I'm asking because I want to know. Okay, it's tomorrow? Whoa. Yikes, dude. Do you have your interview outfit all picked out? Of course not. Clothes make a huge impression. Yeah, they do. I know. For my company, at least, that's something the director looks at. She notices when your shirt's ironed or it's tucked in a certain way. Or we had one guy wear a blue sock and a gray sock with brown shoes. If you think about it, they're looking for good workers, right? But, like, they're also looking for people who can physically represent the company well, and people are shallow, so what you wear is important. Well, don't wear different colored socks. I mean, we had one guy wear socks with peanut butter and jelly on them, and we hired him, so fun socks are okay, I think. Why? Well, which ones are you thinking? The dinosaur ones would be acceptable. Show me one person who doesn't like dinosaurs. I'll wait. Right? Okay, what else are you wearing? Yeah, navy dress pants and a light blue shirt are okay. Is there a pattern? Okay, stay away from pinstripes. Yeah, they say, like, I have no imagination and no personality, and this is what I think a quote-unquote businessman should wear. Checks are fine, though. Solids might be better, especially since you're going to have fun socks. Suspenders are good. Okay, cool. That was my next question. If they're navy, they'll match your pants. Are you going with brown shoes or black? Brown. Definitely brown. Okay, so what's the position? You're applying for a position in HR and you didn't tell me? Dude, I work at HR. You are such a moron sometimes, I swear to God. Whatever, we'll come back to that. So it's for HR. Have you done any research on the company? Good. That way you kind of have their values in your head. So when they ask you questions, you can kind of frame it in a way that will both make sense for them, but also if it's similar language to what they use in their materials, they'll feel more connected to you as an applicant. Ooh, you did the deep dive? Oh, cool. Yeah, if one of the interviewers is in the company kickball league, you could talk about that little league team you coach with your friend there. I forgot his name. The one who always has sunglasses on. Yeah, him. Okay, so you know the part at the end where they ask you if you have any questions for them. I've got a list of my company's favorites if you want them. The first one is ask the interviewers what drew them to the company and what keeps them invigorated to continue working for them. I guess the one I like the most is what opportunities are there for continuing education and professional development? Also, I'm sure you know this because you're pretty social and you're nice to everyone you come in contact with, but be nice to anyone you talk to. Like the girl answering the phones at the front desk, shoot her a smile, say good morning, or whatever. Yeah, and hold the door open for the person coming in behind you, that kind of thing. Yeah, I know, you're already good at that stuff. You are. You are too. Remember that girl who rode our bus in high school? The one who always wore that red sweatshirt that the other kids were kind of rude to. You were always nice to her, and you always made her smile. You didn't even notice, did you? Classic. Well, anyway, my point is, just amp up the charm a little, and you'll be fine. How's your handshake? Yeah. Firm, but not aggressive caveman, I'm stronger than you here, let me prove it kind of firm. Good. Are you nervous or anything? Oh my god, you totally are nervous. Hi. Excuse me, but I'm your sister, you're own blood sibling, and I think I can tell when you're bullshitting me. You're scared, aren't you? Why? Yeah, but why are you nervous? Seriously? Okay, listen. No, listen. You got your current job. How again? Right, by being a nice guy and helping the CEO of your company change a tire. I mean, you didn't know who he was at the time, and when you applied 4 months later and walked in, what did he remember? The point is, he didn't give a shit about your resume. He remembered how nice and patient you were. That's important stuff, and it comes to you naturally. I'm serious. As much as your I'm a lone wolf, let me howl at the moon by myself tendencies actually drive me fucking crazy sometimes. I mean it when I say you're good with people and you are going to rock this. Pfft. Don't be a dum-dum. You're going to make me say it, aren't you? Fine. You're gonna rock this because you rock everything you put your mind to, and you're good with people, and I believe in you. How's that? I have rendered you speechless. I need to mark this down in my calendar. Let me just put the phone down for a second. No, I need to make a note of this. It's gonna read, brother is finally unable to make some kind of smart-ass comment back. I know I'm teasing. I mean it, though. I hope you know it. Yeah. Well, you're my brother. Kinda have to like you. It's in the rules. I scoured the fine print. It's in teeny tiny letters, very easy to miss if you're not paying attention. They don't exactly advertise that as a rule, otherwise households across the globe would be in complete chaotic disarray. And then where would we be? Would you call me tomorrow after? I want to know how it goes, if you want to tell me, that is. Really? Oh, I'm telling Mom you said that. Well, it's not every day you tell me I'm cool. Okay, go eat dinner. What are you making? Of course it's tacos. Do you know how to make anything else? Breakfast tacos do not count, you buffoon. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, I love you too, dork.